Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 412 of the Story Hacker podcast. So let's talk about the power of continually showing up. I've mentioned before on this podcast, I think, that at home we get every week, we get a box of organic veg delivered from a company called Riverford in the UK. And we've been doing it for, I don't know, a year, year and a half, something like that, I think. And it's partly brought on by just trying to reduce our footprint, trying to reduce the amount of plastic we're throwing away each week, and of course also trying to feed ourselves better. But that's by the by, really, because this veg turns up in its cardboard packaging, cardboard box, every Monday morning. I'm recording this on Monday morning now, but with it, with the veg that we've ordered, is every week comes this little A5 sheet of paper. On one side is usually a recipe, and on the other side is something called Guy's News. Now, when I started off, I didn't know who Guy was, but effectively every week, Guy writes a blog post, which in this case is delightfully physical. It's a piece of paper, and it's not a kind of a bright white piece of paper. I'm just looking at it now. It's, you know, it's got a bit of character to it, I suppose. It's just it's got a sense of being somehow of the earth. And he just writes these really interesting things about, not just about the veg, but about, I suppose, the ethics and the ethos of the company. And this morning he's writing about how he went to Uganda years and years ago, and sort of was comparing how they farmed with how we farmed. You know, obviously for most of us, most of the food we eat is monoculture. You know, you get rid of everything else except for the crop you want to grow, be it corn or wheat or, you know, whatever it might be. But he was looking at this couple of acre farm where they grew everything, enough to support a family, enough to support the animals that also supported the family, enough to sell, you know. And they did it through this kind of layered approach. So he was talking about how, you know, I'm going to quote, actually, it's easier if I quote. He says, "It turned out to be one of the most inspiring and hope-giving farms I've ever seen. 2 acres of forest garden fed a family, 2 cows, several pigs and chickens, while providing a good surplus for sale, timber and fuel, without the ecological devastation that is modern agriculture. With no monocultures and almost no bare ground, it was more like an open version of the surrounding forest, a multi-layered cropping, mature forest trees covered a second canopy of jackfruit, banana, papaya, over coffee, cacao, vanilla, with small areas of annual veg out on the ground." So what we get from Guy is this: every week we get this little message that helps us see into his world. And he, you know, if you look up on his website, he's a guy who started off his organic veg company 30 years ago with a wheelbarrow, basically. A wheelbarrow. And, now ships to about 50,000 customers a week around the UK. And it's a really good example, this, of showing up. And it's an even better example of why we need powerful stories to drive our business. And I'm not just talking in marketing terms. I'm not just saying it's a good thing to have so you can sell more. But when we tell a proper story, a real story about ourselves and our business, when we're doing work that matters, when we're trying to make a real difference, then it's so helpful to have that core thing. One of the things that I find when I'm helping people tell their real story, and often it involves some digging, right? You know, we have to cut away a lot of the kind of the fluff that people think about themselves in some sense, and find something that's real. Find something that's real. When you get that, when you get your story, your kind of origin story or whatever it is, it gives you the power, it gives you longevity to keep lasting. This guy is so passionate about what he does. It's real. And every week, he can draw on that passion, draw on that energy to push something out to us that reinforces the fact that this is a guy who shows up consistently time and time again and builds that attention, that credibility and that trust. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story, like Guy's, really should mean business.